Scott Simmons, and we're back with the Radio Real Estate Show. Well, there we had it. During the break, David told me the ultimate cliffhanger that he didn't say right. You see, we're supposed to use that as the lead-in for the ads.
You know, I'm new to radio here, so you'll get me trained for the next time.
I can't believe the cliffhanger that we didn't use. I had no idea. It's something that I'm kind of into.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. No, this... And it has part of history of the store.
Right. So what is it?
The place is haunted.
It's haunted. Now, there's breaking news for you. It's really haunted.
It really is. I mean, not in a bad way.
Right.
But there's been a couple experiences, and I'll save mine for the end. Just, it affected me more personally, obviously.
Really?
But one of the ones that actually affected two of the other staff members, both Kim Young, the other manager, and Barb Kinnear, who's been with us for a long time, and they were working on the main floor sort of by themselves late one evening, and all of a sudden you hear the standard, the chair dragging across the floor.
Right.
Now, not seen, but heard.
Right.
One of those really unusual, okay, I suppose maybe it could have happened, but really a chair just can't literally move on its own.
Right.
And then shortly after that experience, actually, there was a toy that in the toy department on its own started playing. Now, making noise, and I've forgotten the type of toy it was, but they went over and investigated it very cautiously and couldn't figure out how to turn this darn thing off.
Really?
So that was one experience. Now, mine is a little bit odd. I was in very early one morning. It was probably 5:30 in the morning, one of those outrageous times to start work. And I heard this crash and bang in the hardware department.
Right.
So I went back to see that every single toolbox, and we had a wall of them, floor to ceiling, all on the ground in a big pile. I thought, rather unusual. It was the only thing that had moved in the store.
Earthquake? No.
That was my first thought, was an earthquake.
Right,
so I thought, okay, well, maybe. But nothing else had moved.
Right, right.
So I figured, okay, the property manager. And he was a bit of a jokester at the time. I thought, okay.
Barry.
Barry, of course, yes.
Barney Rubble.
Yeah.
AK.
Pulling my leg.
Right.
Because we had a good little banter going on with that.
Right.
So I thought, okay, this morning he got me.
Right.
So I went back and reviewed the video security camera. And this is where it gets a little odd. No one around. And not that one toolbox fell and hit the other and they sort of did this chain reaction. Quite literally, and I wish I kept the tape, quite literally, every single toolbox was sitting on the shelf and they jumped off.
Really?
I could play it back and forth and every single one at the time. So, I mean, I kind of eliminated the earthquake because you'd think you'd see them rattling.
Shaking up and down.
Yeah, and other items in the store.
Yeah.
Nothing. And, of course, being in the store, I should have also have felt the earthquake.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
So, I have a feeling.
Okay.
That the ghost was kind of having a bit of fun with me.
Oh, wow. So, you really think, who's the ghost? Who, do you think?
We do think we know who it is.
Oh, really?
And it's a previous owner.
Oh, really?
Gilbert Mowat, one of the pioneers.
Oh, Gilbert, okay.
Yeah. So, he's known as Gilbert.
Right.
Never done any harm. We generally like to leave the radio playing for him at night so that he's, you know, not in this big, wide-open, empty, quiet store.
Right, so he just wanders around the store and keeps his eye on things. And
make sure it's running fine, and I think he's quite happy with us.
Right.
Because obviously there would be maybe more devastation. And,
right.
But I think we have a good working relationship.
Wow. I had a customer who could really, she claimed she could feel the ghosts and everything. And every house she went into, her husband would let her go in first, and then she would say, yeah, I can live here, or nope, there's too many bad vibes, and she'd have to leave the house. I mean, some people, I guess, I mean, she believed it, so that she would just walk in, and then instantly a few places, oh, no, not here, and would get out.
Well, we got to get her in the store.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get her opinion on it.
She was just totally psyched into all that stuff. I mean, it freaked me out. I mean, a day of this, and by the end of the day, I didn't know where to go, and you know, I don't think I could sleep that night. Well, the Hastings, or Harbor House, is, they say it's haunted, too.
I have heard that one as well, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up living right next door to the Herzogs, and Walter, the owner of the Harbor House, was gunned down in the Harbor House, and apparently, his ghost is still in the Harbor House. I mean, I've talked to late-night staff that have worked there. They've seen him around and heard him. Customers say that he's there. I mean, I don't know, you know, if there's this whole thing that ghosts have to actually be killed in the house. You know, I'm hoping to get somebody on the show this year that really knows about the whole paranormal.
Normal. Yeah.
Paranormal.
Yeah.
And
if we got the wrong term, please call in and get right. this right for
you
us.
I'm hoping to get an expert on Salt Spring to come on the show, and because maybe it's true, and maybe that's how people get this feeling in a house, you know. But if Gilbert was not murdered on the scene, let's say, maybe he's a happy ghost. There's got to be happy ghosts, too, you know, that aren't all just negative.
Well, I would hope so, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a future for myself then, right?
There you go. But that's strange. So people have actually, anybody else see him or hear him, do you think? Or?
No, there was one other experience regarding a small girl, actually, and a staff member that had heard someone crying.
Oh, really?
And went back to investigate what they thought was a small girl, and right. had seen her walked out, wasn't there. And that was only a one-off, haven't heard about a little girl thing, you know, again like that.
Wow.
And it's really, so we've sort of, you know, gone to the Gilbert because it's a bit of the history. But,
right. The small girl ones are always freaky. That's when the guy jumps out from behind the corner with a chainsaw or something.
Sort of a thriller movie.
Shining type thing, situation. Yeah. It's always the small girls that get you, you know, their big brother's got the chainsaw or the axe.
Amazing.
Yeah, you don't want to. So, in other words, if you go in at 5:30 in the morning, you don't want to walk by the axes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I just don't do that anymore.
Just stay away from that section, kind of.
Yeah, it's pretty much. And the 5:30 thing. It's yeah. but
for
the most part,
yeah, just nothing where something sharp can be pushed off a shelf.
No, that's right. And of course, lots of lights on.
Especially if you're not in a good, happy mood at 5:30 in the morning. Damn place, drag me in here at 5:30. That could be the trigger.
That could be. Yes, absolutely.
You know, when especially if Gilbert was a morning guy and he's like, everybody should be chipper, you should be singing the company song when you walk in.
That's right. Rarely would I be. I might be there that early, but.
So he might be standing right behind the axes just pushing. I don't know how they push, but some of them, you know, I've seen those TV shows, some of them can push.
Unbelievable. Well, the toolboxes was a perfect example. How did that happen?
I mean, it's too bad you didn't have that tape still, because that would have been a good YouTube video.
You know what? The next incident we have, I will make sure. That I would take care of that tape and record it.
No, I can put it up on YouTube for you.
It'd be
a huge one.
We'll make sure that everybody on the island gets a chance to see it.
That's right.
That is huge.
Well, it's one of those things where it's kind of like behind the scenes, you know.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
which brother was Gilbert? Was he Gavin's brother?
To be honest,
Gavin was one of the Gavin Mowat, and there was Gilbert. There was quite a few of them.
There was, actually, and I'd have to sort of review
right,
my history
right.
a bit on it, because that is basically the beginnings of the company.
Right.
And, of course, when you really delve into it a little bit further, there's Malcolm and Purvis that actually were involved into a hardware store before.
Right.
So there really is a bit of a...
Well, did Mowat's have the land across from up on the hill there's those tanks where there's fenced off?
Oh, yes. Actually, it's currently owned by Esso, today.
So that was part of the Mowat sold. They were the dealer for Esso, I guess.
I believe so. I mean, we sold fuel.
Right, right.
For years, for sure.
But that's all the Esso land up on that point. It's right before the condos, kind of.
Yeah, right before the Grace Point.
Grace Point condos on the left-hand side. Like, that is a choice piece of real estate left downtown that just kind of sits there.
Yeah. It makes me wonder why, but I mean, I've heard there's environmental reasons as to that. But
well, that's just it. They have to drill those sites and then wait so many years for them to be cleaned.
Yeah, absolutely.
But one day that'll probably get developed. I mean, in our lifetime, it'll probably get developed. Somebody will buy it.
You mean before you're in Meadowbrook, right?
Before, well, maybe it'll be, maybe that, you know, if something good comes up, I'll take my name. I just like to have my name on the Meadowbrook just in case.
Sort of, okay, the backup plan if necessary. Right.
I mean, if they build a better place in town, I'm not saying I'd take my name off the Meadowbrook, but I might put my name on there too. You know, you kind of want to hedge all your bets.
Oh, you got to cover all bases. Absolutely.
That's right. And I mean, we're looking at 2040, you know, I'm going to be 80 years old, so, you know, I want to make sure I've got a nice, and that's why I want to get a view. Some of the rooms at Meadowbrook are better. That's why I wanted to get on the list early, because I want to be on the south side with a view of the parking lot so then I can see people come and go.
Gotcha.
I don't like the north side units. I mean, some of my clients are in the north side units, they're okay, but Art's in the north side, hi Art. But the south side is the side that I want to be on. The sunny side.
Well, I was just going to throw that out there, of course.
The sunny side.
Sunny side
of the street.
Yes.
So what else happens around Mullets? Tell me the really good dirt.
Well,
what do you guys sell upstairs? I never go upstairs.
Oh, really, Scott? You got to go upstairs.
Really?
Oh, I'm going to drag you up there next time I see you.
I go upstairs once in a while. You guys have vanities and...
Definitely. And it's a furniture and bed and bath.
Right.
Great bath selection of, you know, right down to some stuff that, you know, more catered to some of the feminine side of things.
Right.
But, you know, I've certainly picked up the scrubby and the nail clippers
right.
and things like
right.
that.
Right, right.
Just got myself a selection of bath towels, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, oh, yes, of course.
Wow.
As well, up there, we have... our Merit kitchen display.
Right.
Sort of just as a quick mock.
So you guys do kitchens, don't you?
We do, yeah. Installed sales. It's
well, that's what I was saying. I had, I sold a house out on Scott Point. Beautiful waterfront house. I mean, I love that house. And it was really odd. The house was probably built about 10 or 15 years ago. Never had a kitchen installed. There was no kitchen.
Whoa.
The guy actually had... kind of an illegal caretaker suite in the house, so it had a secondary suite, and he had a live-in nanny cook all the meals next door and bring them to him.
No. So I mean, no need for a kitchen.
It's like your upscale Meadowbrook.
No. like with the view, right?
With the view. Like, if you have a lot of money, which I probably won't, that's why I'm thinking about getting a Meadowbrook. But so they bought this house, these customers I had, and it had no kitchen. And... like I was saying, they met Kevin Bell one time. I was with them. We were up by Country Grocer, and Kevin was standing there. And I said, oh, hi, Kevin. These are my clients. They're looking at a house. And he said, oh, well, you should come down to the store. We sell kitchens. And so Kevin really said, well, yeah, we've got the Merit kitchen line. Don't hesitate to come down and take a look. So they did. And they bought all of their kitchen stuff through Mullets, and they were really happy. And it's turned out, I mean, they put in... a designer kitchen. My friend Alex installed it, did a lot of work for them. And, I mean, the house is just stunningly gorgeous. And, I mean, Mullets played a big part in that.
Outstanding.
Well, you guys sell... how does that work with the Merit kitchens? Like, you guys don't build... like, there's not another floor below where you guys actually have a workshop and you build the kitchens.
No, that would be great. Another floor would be excellent. Not quite willing to pay the rent for it. But
right.
basically, no, Merit are the... manufacturers of the cabinets.
Okay. Where's Merit located at?
I believe actually they're on the mainland.
Okay. So they make the cabinets, but then you guys go do all the measurements.
We do the measurements, design, installation.
Right.
Now the countertops can be...
Carl used to be the guy, but he's not with you anymore, is he?
Correct. Yes, unfortunately. Carl was a great designer.
Right.
And he's still finishing a few projects with
right.
us, actually.
So it
was a bit of a loss right now. Kim, actually, the
oh,
other
Kim?
Store manager, yeah, she's stepped up to the plate,
wow.
Mostly because of necessity, but is loving it. She has always had a bit of a flair for that and
right.
did her own design for her kitchen.
Oh, there
and,
you
of
go.
Course, when I was going through my renovation, certainly had lots of ideas thrown at me
oh,
from
right,
her.
Right.
So she definitely has a flair for it.
Well, there, you need someone that's got a passion for kitchens.
Yes.
And a good eye for sight lines, measurements.
Yes.
And so Kim will come out... meet with the clients, look at the kitchen space, and then she's got like all the information on the, like, you know, what do you want? And
basically, yeah, I mean, there's always something, you know, the customer's going to say, I want this here.
Right.
They're not going to know about all of the nooks and crannies and gadgets and widgets
right.
and whatnots,
right. Right.
but they'll have a basic idea, and from that you sort of build this.
And a Merit kitchen has got a good reputation as a fairly high-end kitchen, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
We're not talking cheap boxes.
No, not at all. No, that stuff you can get at the big box stores.
Right, we're talking high-quality...
dovetailed, and you're talking, you know, you got the options of plywood boxes over the MDF, and yeah, no, very, very
good. Dovetail boxes, that, you know, when I go into a view house, the first thing I do in the kitchen is I always slide a drawer open and look, and I mean, if it's steel,
mm-hmm.
you know, frame, you kind of go, okay, IKEA grade, where if you look and it's a wood, not MDF, but a wood
yeah.
box with a dovetail, you go, wow, now this is a nice look, like, at least we've got something here quality, and then,
definitely.
You know, you start to look at the countertops, and you kind of... I mean, that is the hallmark of good craftsmanship, the dovetail joint, because that joint is so strong, when you pull on it, it holds together.
There really is no way that's going to come apart. You have to break it apart, really. Yeah, I mean, it would take physical pounding.
Yeah, and it's a traditional way of making it. It's been made like that for hundreds of years.
Oh, it's a sharp look, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Of course, we use a lot of local, you know, plumbers and electricians. I mean, that's all local when it comes to that sort of thing. Our installer's local and things like that.
Oh, so you guys actually will do the install?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mike Tool's been with us for, well, basically since we took the Merritt dealership, which came from Sharon's Country Home. But, he's
also, Mike will do the install.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys will, Kim will come out, talk to you about the whole thing, go through it, and then you actually will install. And that means you'll get the plumbers, you'd become the
GC, the general contractor, really, at that point. Mostly, we do renovations. Rarely do we get into the new construction, mostly because those who are doing that have been working with Domi Manufacturing here on the island for kitchens and have been working very well with them for many years. So there is a bit of a market for us when it comes to renovation.
Right. Well, let's see. There's things that Mowat's does that you don't even think.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you have anything to do with the Mowat's shoes and all that stuff?
No, the clothing and Old Salty store are separate management.
Oh, okay.
Have their own strong identities, obviously, in the community as well.
Right.
Interesting, both stores used to be in the main Mowat's building.
Really?
Originally. Yeah, we used to sell clothing on the upper floor in the 80s and before, of course, and Old Salty was actually in our toy department.
Really?
Originally, and so as they expanded and K&R moved out of the grocery store, which is in town, they then took over.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, I do have just one more piece that you were looking for dirt on Mowat's.
Oh, okay. Here it comes.
One more little bit, one that people maybe don't think about when you're in such an old building.
Right.
Every once in a while, we fight the ocean.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
Well, at 11-foot tide and wind, the basement floods.
Really?
It does. And I've experienced it many times. I've seen pictures of it, Yvonne Toynbee, over the ocean going over a gumboot.
Really?
So it gives you an idea how much water we're talking about in the basement.
So what, do you have sump pumps down there?
No, basically we waited out. The first year I was in management, the first year the ocean came in, I thought, okay, I'm going to fight this. I was young then, so I realized that was a mistake.
You're still young.
I'm still young. But this was a young, young moment. I had two shop vacs running.
Really?
And I dropped one hose into this puddle, where the deepest part of it.
Right.
And as I'm emptying one shop vac back into the ocean and running back, that second shop vac was full. So I picked it up and I run it out to the ocean, dump in the ocean. I get back and the first shop vac's full. This went on for about 20 minutes, and I was falling behind, getting tired, and realized that, you know what? I'm not going to beat Mother Nature.
So the water comes right into the store.
Right into the store, yeah. Now, fortunately, it hasn't happened for 2 years, and I'm knocking on wood here.
Yeah, yeah, I just knocked out half the radio.
Sorry about that, yeah. See, I'm new here.
But, so what do you guys do?
Basically, we pull everything we can up off the floor.
On the shelves?
On the shelves. We put buckets underneath some of the furniture.
You've got carpet down there, don't
we? We do. You know what, carpet? And part of it's this sort of super stuck lino in our pet section, but it's unbelievable the glues they've used. Never had a problem with the carpets.
Because it's like an indoor-outdoor kind of green, isn't it, or something?
It is almost, yeah. Right. A very low pile, I guess they call it.
Right, and the carpet doesn't get ruined?
Doesn't seem to, no.
So
no.
Do you vacuum it off after?
We basically let the tide come in, let the tide go out, and then
so
we start shucking.
You could have a tidal sale.
I like that, Scott, you know?
you know, get it before the tide takes it out.
Yeah. I might use that.
I mean, next time that happens, I'm going to come down. Call me, and I want to get that on video.
All right, you got a deal. Yep.
That would be an incredible video. Here we are in the store, and the Mowat's, because of the docks are right there, so I guess it just comes right in underneath.
Yeah, well, the basement never really was retail space. When the store was built, I understand it was actually storage.
Okay.
And then it was developed into a grocery store.
Right.
And then developed into what most of us probably remember as sort of the Mall of Ganges.
Right.
You know,
mall,
the middle mall. I loved that, actually. Right. I really missed that.
Right.
I was one of the ones that actually had to tear all of those walls out.
Oh, okay.
But to make room for our housewares store, which,
right.
again, as I mentioned, is my favorite floor now.
Right.
But, a bit surprising seeing that ocean come in.
So, like, it fills right up in there.
It
like
does.
A swimming pool, almost.
Yeah. I mean,
Is there fish come in? No.
No, fortunately not. We already have a few of those in the store, actually.
But the like, so the wall, how deep does it get?
I've seen it to the first stair, so we're talking 8 inches.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's on 11. What happens if we get like a super tide, like a storm surge? Would it come right up?
Oh yeah, yeah. And basically, we can't stop it. Can't do anything about it. It would take lifting the entire building and building a new foundation. And
well, it's because it just comes in underneath the docks, I guess.
It does. Yeah. Well, a big portion of that where Pegasus Gallery Volume
right.
2, and they're actually cantilevered over the ocean.
Right.
On pilings. So,
right.
Yeah, there isn't much to stop it.
That's an amazing tidbit of information.
I thought you would like that.
See,
actually,
next time I'm in the basement, I'm going to really look at that. I mean, you know, if you did a time-lapse video, like, here comes the ocean.
Oh, you yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, you know, a store, like...
You can actually see, if you look very closely along the walls, you can
really?
Actually see where the water line has been, and multiple levels, actually, and where it soaked up some of the raw wood we've used. And
wow, that's amazing.
It is,
yeah. I mean, you know... Not only are you battling the big boxes, but you're also battling Mother Nature.
Yeah, we take it all on, don't we?
We take it all. Windstorms, hailstorms, sleet, snowstorms, and high tides.
Yeah,
we deal with it all.
But remember, when the power's out, we are there during the daytime. You know, the lights might be off, but the flashlights are on.
Yeah. And so what happens if somebody comes down in a power outage and they only have a credit card? What would you do? And they lived on the island here. And
well, that's the beauty of living on the island. You know, we might do sort of an imprint of that credit card. I've even taken just a name and phone number, given them a list, and said, you know what, come back tomorrow when the power's on.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Where else in the world could somebody do that?
Oh, it's just not going to happen. You know,
I mean, if you did that in Vancouver, you know, you'd see their taillights drive away, and you'd probably never see
them. Oh, no, they'd be laughing at you as they left. I mean, you just wouldn't see them again.
Yeah, no, on the island here, it's that bond that we tend to have with each other, right? That, you know, the thing is, if you really do something bad, the problem is, I'm probably going to be standing behind you in the bank line next week. I'll probably be, you know, sitting beside you at the fall fair having my, you know, hamburger. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just such a small island. You
it
can't
really
you can't do things like that on Salt Spring. You kind of have to respect each other. You know, it's that humanity that we have on the island, where in the big cities they seem to have lost. And everybody has their dark shades on, their phone in their hand, tweeting,
yep.
And they're...
sort of in their own world, whereas we're all living in one here.
Yeah, and it's, you got to kind of, you know, that's why, you know, my neighbors and I, we get up at 6 every morning, we all sing Kumbaya.
Really?
Yeah, don't you guys do that in your neighborhood?
No, unfortunately not in my neighborhood. Obviously, we have some work to do on our...
Well, this is the part of the spread that we're trying to get across the island, the Kumbaya 6 a.m.
Yeah, well...
It usually, the first course usually starts off, shut those roosters up, or I'll shoot them! And then I usually yell back, they're not my roosters!
I've had someone who had just moved to the island in the springtime, and they wanted to get rid of the sound of the frogs.
Really?
I couldn't believe it.
The sound of the frogs.
You know, as you said, we're problem solvers, but I looked at them and I said, you know what, this is going to go on for 2 or 3 weeks here. Enjoy it. You know, there's no background highway noise.
They were used to the red lights and the highway noise.
Exactly.
And, you know,
gunshots.
Gunshots.
Like that.
They moved here from Surrey and they were used to the drive-by shootings
yeah.
at 3 o'clock in the morning and they couldn't sleep. It was too quiet.
And now the frogs are too noisy.
The frogs.
My gosh.
Those darn frogs. No, people always have a weird illusion of Salt Spring Island. I actually get customers that email me regularly and say, you know, we're thinking about moving out there and building a house, and we realize that it's a remote island, that we won't be able to get any supplies on the island. We won't be able to get it. There's probably no carpenters on the island, so we'll have to, you know, put in a fifth wheel so our carpenters can live there. And, you know, it's like... They have this weird illusion that we're, like, you know, totally desolate. Well, yeah, I've just, you know, luckily we have email. I just strung a line from Vancouver, and I've got this old Tandy 68 that I'm... They're like, you know, there's this misconception that they won't be able to buy even hardware or plumbing stuff.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Like, people have this idea that we're just so remote, and anything we get on the island is going to be, like, triple the price of anywhere else because of, you know, the cabin at the FAC meeting one time said that shipping costs at Mowat were like, you know, less than 1% of all, you know, it's minor part of the overall cost of products.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
It all comes in a big truck.
Yeah, that is where we get some strength, for sure.
I mean, if I order a left-handed widget, you don't send one huge truck over from the Home Hardware spot in Ottawa, or wherever it is, drive all the way across the country with my one part and drive to Mowat. We've got your part here.
That's right, yeah.
Did you want it delivered and installed? Sure. No, I mean, it's that Home Hardware must have an incredible logistical system.
Oh, it's a great network, absolutely. I mean, that truck actually comes from Otasquan, Alberta, every week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, I mean, think of the drive time. I mean, we have our order in closing of Monday, and that truck is here Thursday morning.
That's just it. So if you want that left-handed widget, when do you have to have the order in by?
Closing Monday night.
Okay, Monday night. So that's why if you're going to start the project, start it on a Monday.
Yeah.
Figure out what you need. And get the order in. What time do you close on Mondays?
5:30.
So get the order in by about 4 o'clock, and you're guaranteed that on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, actually, let's not go with on Thursday. That's when the truck gets
okay,
there. As
right.
You can imagine, your little widget lost in a truck of 1,000
right.
pieces.
So
it does take
Friday.
Us a couple of days. We generally say Friday. Promise it by Saturday
now,
in your
this,
hand.
This is the advantage, man. You see, this is how I play my wife. Now, she's not listening today, so I'm going to tell you. See, what that does, it gives you those 3 or 4 days, 5 days, where, you know, you can make these honeydew projects last out.
Yes.
You don't want to finish it all within one day.
Well, otherwise the list will have a new project.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, that's, well, you know, like, Mowat's is getting me the part, and, you know, it's on order, and I can't do anything. I don't want to get into it too far, so I'm in a holding pattern.
That's right. You don't want to start something else either. You might lose the concentration
well,
on the
I
first project.
Men, we don't multitask, right?
Not well, do we?
So that's why I've been using this plan for years. It's brilliant.
I think there's a few of us out there using that one, Scott.
Well, I want to thank you today, David, for coming in. And it's been a real treat to actually have you in on the at the station here.
Oh, thank you very much
and,
for having me.
And now I'll be, you know where I'm going to go? Straight to the basement and Mowat's and look for those watermarks.
I figured you would be. That's right. Yeah.
So between my rounds of coffee this afternoon, I'll be in there with my cup, slurping it, looking down. Okay, where are these stain marks? That's an amazing story.
Isn't it? I thought you'd like that one.
I bet you're going to get people coming in this week in the store saying, you know, I want to see those watermarks.
You know, I hope so. I'd be glad to show them to
you. There you go. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Have yourself and it's your day off.
It is my day off. That's commitment, isn't it?
I didn't realize you were coming. I thought, you know, you'd come up here on the company payroll and...
Well, that would have been nice, but at the same time...
What a guy. What a good, good, loyal employee. I mean, really, you know, they should be proud of you down there at Mowat's.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be there.
Well, have yourself a wonderful day. And again, this will be available on my podcast on my website. And there'll be pictures of the high watermark. See, I'm going to add that into the blog post. There'll be pictures on my website of the high. See, it's all part of the package you get here.
Excellent. The spinoff is just it's crazy.
And I might even check into Foursquare and put, as a tip, go to the basement. The basement floods in high tide. Like, what a great thing.
It is kind of neat, yeah.
It's cool. And say hi to Gilbert. Well, have yourself a wonderful day, Salt Spring Island. Thank you for tuning into the Radio Real Estate Show. Johnny DeVille is here with his rock machine. They're just about to start. They're going to throw us out of here and start playing some good old rock and roll on 107.9 FM CFSI. Have a wonderful day.
Listening to CFSI 107.9 FM. Around the world at CFSI-FM.com.